I'm here with Fran Tarkington. What a big honor for me, who's enjoyed your performance. Now, the kind of work you've been doing for so long, how are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Why were you so exciting on the field?
I don't know.
And after?
Oh, I don't know. You know, when I came in, quarterbacks didn't run very much, so I ran and scrambled and did things that other quarterbacks didn't do, and so it amused people, and people laughed.
You didn't laugh if you got hit, though.
Well, I got hit a lot, because back in those days, the quarterbacks were fair game for the defensive people. That today you can't hit them. You blow hard, knock them down with your breath, and they call a 15-yard penalty. In our day, they hit us. And I've got 126 stitches. I got artificial shoulders. I've got a torn LCL, all for the privilege of playing 18 years in the National Football League.
Were you a scrambler as a young man? Were you a runner?
I was a runner in my high school and college, but more so in pro. I didn't run as much in college as I did in pro. And when I finished playing 18 years later, I set every rushing record of a quarterback ever, but I also set the passing records, which I was grateful for, because I had great teammates. I wasn't very good, but I had good teammates.
Oh yeah, the modest superstar. Yeah. I'll say that. And how do you like broadcasting in industry?
Well, I've done some broadcasting. I did a show when I retired called That's Incredible for about 4 or 5 years, and I did Monday Night Football for a while. But really, what I've done all of my life when I played football, I've been in business. I still work. I own businesses. I build businesses. Do a lot of work with small business entrepreneurs, and established a company called GoSmallBiz.com probably 20 years ago to help that Ma and Pa small business guy and girl.
You're a great man. Let me ask you two last quick questions.
Yeah.
What's good news for you, any aspect of your life?
Oh, good news is when everybody gets together and people treat each other with great respect. And this time of year, you know, this country is the greatest country in the world, and I hate the bickering and so forth. And man, I just wish everybody would cool down and understand we're different, and people have different ideas about political parties and what, and that doesn't make everybody bad. It's a good thing. It's America. We can be different, and we can do that and then come back together. That's what I'd like to see happen.
Well spoken. Last question is, we're very involved with world peace, actually.
Yeah.
The International Day of Peace, September 21st, we do a whole bunch of things on that day. I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? What does peace mean to Fran Tarkington?
Peace means to me that we're one family in this world. And with all the weapons and things that are going on all across the world, in the Mideast and North Korea, you know, take a deep breath and sigh, and let's get things solved, and let's work together, and let's have peace, not war.
I'm crazy about you.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.